This week's Shurim have been sponsored by Family Grossman, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef, Ben Yisachar Dov, Zichrono Levracha.
Gimel Av, Wednesday the 10th of July, Rabbi David Eisenberg, A Tale of Two Rings.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Always nice to be back. I think it's been almost a year since I've been here last time. I met Rabbi Yanki in Prestwich. And he said to me, oh, we're still discussing your Shaila. So it's nice to know that people still discuss things I'm talking about. So I wanted to speak about another real Shaila. The Shailas that come up in reality are a lot more interesting than Nepsa, you know, Shaila that somebody once came up with. I think the Truma Sadeshin, famous Sefer, has a whole bunch of shaylas. There's a shayla whether the Truma Sadeshin's whole Sefer, which is Geboit and Shailas Tshuvas, is actually real shaylas that happened, or it's shaylas that he made up and there was a tshuva for them. But either way, this is a shayla that did happen. Now, every Rav's nightmare is to be involved in a chasana that's gone wrong. You laugh because you're not Rabbonim, but it's not funny when you come. Somebody said, told me this following story. So the chasana was over, I don't know if they had a mitzvah tanz or not, but finally the chasana is finished, and the chosen goes over to the Rav HaMasada Kiddushin, and he says to you, by the way, I just want to introduce you, this is my uncle Yankel. Uncle Yankel was an aide under the chuppah. Now I don't know why the Rav didn't make his checks and why he didn't realize that, but kasha famasa, as you say. Uncle Yankel was an aide at the chuppah. So they'd already finished the surah, they'd already been Sheva Brochus. What do they have to do? She had to give back the ring, they had to bring in two aidim, they had to make Kaddish a second time, they had to stand under the chuppah a second time, they had to make a new Virchas Eirus and Virchas Nisuin, they had to write a new Ksuva because the Kiddushin actually happened a day later, they had to make another Su'uda, they had to make another Sheva Brochus, and then Chosn Kala went home. Yeah? So, that's a bit of a...
Very busy.
Pardon? It was a very busy night. To have two chasnas in one night is interesting, but I didn't realize you could have two chasnas the same night, the same couple. That'd be interesting. The first one was just practice. Then they really get into things. Because the first sutta was not, they weren't married.
Okay, but there's already a sutta.
No, so the sutta's mitzvah. There's a sutta's mitzvah, a sutta's nisuin. The first mitzvah wasn't a sutta's nisuin, because they didn't get married. They weren't married. Once it was a... Yeah, okay. I don't know if they had two mitzvah tansas. I don't know if this was before or after. Anyway, that's the maisa. Whether it's 100% true or not, whether somebody made it up and told me the story, I don't know. But the bottom line is, it's definitely something that most Rabbanim would like to stay far clear of, Shailas and Kiddushin. And the Gemara actually says, the person doesn't know Gittin and Kiddushin, he shouldn't have an Asik with them. Gittin, never been a Sadr yet, but I've sat by Gittin. Once you become a rabbi, the bezin sometimes call you up. They need a space filler. I'm one of these space fillers. The dain is masada. The get, I sit on the side and make believe I know what I'm doing. Just watch him do whatever he does. Gittin is shailas mamish the whole time. You have to know, and you have to know this type of get and that type of get and how to write the get and how to write the names. Gittin is mamish a lot more complicated than kiddushin. Kiddushin is a shaila. Can you be messiah kiddushin? You're not messiah kiddushin if you don't know as well. The London bezin has a system where they. Faher, the Rabbanu that like him in Mimasada Kiddushim. At the end of the day, Shailas do crop up. So, as things happen, we had a Shaila in our shul. So, in many United Synagogue communities, people were asking me before, it says, two rings, what was that, on the mobile phone? I said, no, it wasn't two rings on a mobile phone. I'm talking about two rings as a ring that goes on the finger. In many United Synagogue communities, they have a minug, we call it a minug, in inverted commas, of exchanging rings. That means not only does the chosn give the kala a ring, but the kala gives the chosn a ring as well. Yeah? So they both give each other rings. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is in Evan Ezra Chela Gimel, and it's tshuva Yud Ches. The tshuva im rashoim laniach shegam akala titan tamas lachosn tachas achupa. Are we allowed to let a kala give a ring to the chosn under the chuppah, or are we not allowed to do such a thing? So this is a shayla received from Ephraim Greenblatt, the river of Ephraim, and he says, "Vidvar elu she'acha chosn she'kiddush v'tabas is akala." After the chosn mekaddush with the ring, the kala nosno gam akala la chosn tabas. The kala then gives the chosn a ring. V'omra, and she goes on, and she not only does she give him a ring, but she says, Hareini mekudeshes lecha, behold, with this ring, I will be mekudesh to you. Oh, you're the even worse scenario. Ata mekudesh li. The same way he had said to her, Harei mekudeshes li. This is an egalitarian society, so she gives him a ring, and she goes, Harei, ani mekudeshes, Harei ata mekudesh li. She wants to say the same thing. Should be equal. You know, I was, sometimes when people bring in the paperwork for the chassids, after bringing ksuvas and birth certificates to see exactly who's who and to be mevar the yuchsin, then we send it off to the Beis Din. So one person I spoke to, his father was not a yid and his mother was a yid, so obviously he didn't have a ksuva, but he did have a ksuva. How do you have a ksuva? He had a ksuva from, I don't know, he's either the conservative or the reform, I'm not sure, I can't remember which one of the two it was. So he says he brought in the ksuva just for the for his mother's Hebrew name. So I wasn't so soymach on the Hebrew name. The reason I wasn't so soymach on the Hebrew name when I read the ksuva is because it was shnas, whatever, ech benisan, so and so many days, shnas chameshes alofim ushva meis. The arboim the arba. Arba was spelled ayin resh veis hey. Spells arba. Yeah? So, and this was the rabbi who wrote the ksuva. It wasn't somebody else. So when you read a ksuva that where arba is spelled ayin resh veis hey, noich mit zim greisen, you're not really that samech on that ksuva. So in that ksuva, it says, you read the Lashna ksuva, I was interested to see what do they write. It says, Achosn omalola kala, the chosn says to the kala that he wants to get married to her. And the kala says to the chosn that she wants to get married to him. Vikim and she's kimu ze la ze, bo beze, vikidushin, since they were masking one to another, therefore they came in kidushin. Now it sounds very, very much. Do you take this man? I do. Do you take this woman? I do. Literally, the translation of a goyish ceremony written in Hebrew in a shtar, not a word about the momentous, not a word about the Tesefis Ksuba and the Dunya, all the things that are in our regular Ksuba, which is really a shtar momentous, nothing, not a word of it. Was it right? It's a nice lovey-dovey piece of paper. Worthless. Yeah? So, this is the same thing over here. They're trying to say he wants to make a Kaddashur, she wants to make a Kaddashim. Zok Rav Moshe is such a Kiddushin, good or not? Zok Rav Moshe, Vadai Leinin a Kiddushin, the Gabi the Kiddushin, Me'acha Shekwan is Kacho, Kedim the Kiddushin Gmurin. Even though it's not the right thing to do, but once they gave it, it's Kiddushin Gmurin. Umashi Gam Hinos, Nevagam Omro, Masha Omro. The fact that she gave the ring afterwards to him, that's Dibre Hevel Ushtus. Stamashigas. Even if she says it first, it seems. He goes on, the Ramosha goes on to say, the Ashiyot Mitchila, that this is going to happen. The Eidim Yasu Kain, and they knew that. And she gamdit in the Bas, and she would say, you can't be Mevat the Kiddushin just because we say, Igloi Milsa, that the Kiddushin wants to be that way. And even if he said it as a Tnai, he says, it's Mashne Amasha Kosova Torah. It's like making a Tnai against something that's written in the Torah, and Mashne Amasha Kosova Torah, the Tnai is Batal, and the Kiddushin will be Kain. However, Abel, also last way said, you're not allowed to do that. So it's not bad. But this is Tama Minik Hevel Ushtus, and he says it's a question of, or not a question of it, it is definitely Chukas Agoy. So to go ahead and under the Chuppah to give a ring from the Kala to the Chosn, now we're talking about under the Chuppah, to give a ring from the Kala to the Chosn is definitely forbidden Midin Chukas Agoy. So you don't allow such a thing. So when they come and they say we're getting rings, etc., etc., so you say to the couple, that's very nice. And if you, the Kala, want to give a ring to the Chosn, you're very welcome to give a ring to the Chosn. However, that's going to be at a later date. That can be tomorrow, it can be later on at the wedding, wherever you want to. But it's not going to be under the Chuppah. Under the Chuppah there will be one ring, and that ring will be given from him to her only. End of story. And most Chassanim are mekabel that, and that's not an issue. However, by such chuppahs, you have something else which is called the best man. The best man has two functions. One is to say all kinds of rechilus and lashon hara about him later on at the chasana. I don't know what the heter is, but they make these big speeches. I would say there's almost definitely shailus, rechilus, lashon hara, all kinds of other things. Mevayish person, barabim, chosn doim el melech. I didn't realize that a melech gets embarrassed in that way. That's one thing. And the other thing the best man has to do is he holds the ring. So I'm standing under the chuppah, and I turn around to the best man and I say, okay, I need a ring, please. So the best man pulls the ring out of his pocket, gives it to me, look at it with the edim, shavar pruta, yeah, shavar pruta, you give it to the chosin. Sometimes the chosin knows how to say the formula, sometimes he doesn't know how to say the formula, so you have to zog him unter. You tell him, hare at mekudeshes, and then the chosin or somebody else says li, so that you're not saying the hare at mekudeshes li fully, somebody else is saying it. So he said it, hare, and he repeats and you explain to him, this is going to be kiddushin, by giving this ring you're going to make this woman into your wife. Hare at mekudeshes li, betabarazuk edas mosh v'yisrael, and he takes the ring and he puts the ring on. Now normally they put the ring on the, sorry, wrong hand, on the right index finger. And usually when you put it on, you realize that the ring really is supposed to go on this finger. This finger, the fourth finger, is smaller than the second finger. So when you put it on, it usually gets stuck pretty early on in the finger and doesn't go anywhere. And he pushes it in, and he pushes it in, and it went all the way to the back. Yeah? So she looks up and she goes, wrong ring. Yeah? Meaning that the best man had pulled out his ring and not her ring, the bigger ring, not the smaller ring. We didn't realize before the Kiddushin, he pulled out his ring instead of her ring, and he was Mekandish now with that ring. Now, for whatever reason, Kasha of Amasa, but at the time, in my mind, I had this thought that usually what ends up happening, and this is usually what ends up happening, is that the rings are actually paid for by the Chosn. Both of them. Pardon? No, the best man doesn't have to pay any money. The best man gets to schmutz his friend for free. That's it. It's, you don't have to pay for the ring in that case. So usually they're paid for by the chosin. So if the chosin pays for both rings, this is very often the case, that the chosin is going to pay for both rings and then she takes the ring and gives it to him. It's very often like when you get a present at home, your wife's taking some of the money that you've made and she's giving you a present with that money, but as I get this, that's how it works. So the same thing with the ring. So she's taking the ring. So I said, you know what? Let's not ruin the whole chuppah, do things over again. And say, you know, kiddush of kiddushin. It's his ring, whether it's a small ring, whether it's a big ring, he gives a ring, he put it on, he said, Arayim HaKadosh is li. She accepted the ring. Lahalacha, that's kiddushin. And there is a Rajba that says that if you see the chosn put the ring on the kala and say something and the kala doesn't take it off, it's kiddushin. Even if it wasn't exactly the way they thought it would be. And so therefore, when you play this game, and they've had this sometimes where in plays or in camps where somebody thought it would be really clever to turn around to a girl and to say, Hare at mekudeshes li, and give her something, and she took it in front of a few people. There have been such cases where they needed a get l'chumrah, because there's a Tshuva Sarajva that says, you see a nesina, you see a kabbalah, therefore that's going to make kiddushin. Pardon? No, the child's too young, But this has happened with teenagers. I'm talking about a girl, and I have no teenagers. Two teenagers in a camp thought either during a play where he played this play and he said, I ran graciously to her at a play, or they thought it was funny sometime during lunch. I don't know when they did it, but the Shilas have come, Baruch Hashem, not to me, but they've come to the Gedolim in certain cases where teenagers thought it would be funny to play the Hareat Mukadesh's League game, only to realize it's not as funny as you think. Right? So I said, you know what? Zolzain, he gave her this ring, but they're both these rings, that's not a problem. Anyway, you always have, I don't know why you don't think of this at the time, but you always afterwards you have these qualms, you say to yourself, was it Taki's ring, was it not his ring? Best thing to do, to find out, you go and you ask a question, who paid for the rings? So I went to the father of the Kala, who was davening at the time by me and Shul, because he was saying Kaddish, and I said to him, Howard, whose rings were they? Who paid for the rings? He goes, well, probably the chosin paid for the rings. He says, I don't remember shelling out any money on this ring. All the things that my daughter gets, it was always, daddy, cough up, daddy, cough up. So I don't remember having to give her money for the ring. The chosin paid for the rings. One second, maybe we didn't. No. It was a present from the jeweler to the couple. The jeweler is a friend of ours. And the jeweler decided, instead of charging for the rings and then giving them a present, whatever the present he was planning on giving, he decided, you know what? It's not as expensive for me as I'm charging them, and I think this is a good present. And therefore, for the chosin, for the kala, I'm going to give them these two rings as a present. So now, we have the two rings as a present. So I got very, very nervous over here, because now we have a present. So if you hold couple over, because we're going to switch back and forth with the rings, but just for 2 minutes. So my thought was that probably what happens is that the jeweler wanted to give the big ring to the Kala so that the Kala can give it to her Chosn. And the little ring to the Chosn so that the Chosn will be able to give it to the Kala, because that's what he needs. He needs to be Mekadosh with his ring. So therefore, he had planned on giving the little ring to the Chosn to give to the Kala and the big ring to the Kala to give to the Chosn. If that is correct, I'm saying if, we have a big problem. Because what happened now? He took a ring, the big ring, which really belongs to whom? To the Kala. And he gave the ring to her, and she says to her, Harei HaMekudesh HaZivet HaBasuk HaMashudas Moshu Yisrael. What's the halacha? No Kiddushin. Why not? Not his. He hasn't given her anything. You can't take something from her, give it back to her, and make Kiddushin that way. The Kiddushin, the object of Kiddushin, has to belong to him. So I was speaking to one or two Rabbonim, and they're really twisting and turning with this one. Because, and I was having the nightmares, because chutz from having the Kiddushin, again, maybe you have to go ahead, you have to do it, you go through the same scenario. And this was already 2 weeks afterwards, because they were on the honeymoon. So you have to do another chuppah, another Kiddushin, another ksuva, which is 2 weeks later, another sudas nisuin, another sheva brachas. I think bushes is an understatement. We're not going to get a best man again for this one. Yeah? So certain Rabbanim said, well, maybe what you could do is you'd have to start it all over again. So I called up one of the Dayanim in the Besdin. Now listen to this. This was a bit of a geoinus. Before we get to the other studim, I called up Dimeberger. Anybody who's ever had any dealings with Dimeberger, Dimeberger is in Ilui. In Ilui Otsu. So I called him up and I was metziah the whole shayat him. After I'd spoken to a few Rabbanim, and Dimeberger says to me, ah, siyata d'shmaya. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, I don't understand. You're making such a lamdan out of the jeweler. He says, the jeweler is a Freya Yid, and the jeweler was a Freya Yid. So therefore he's saying, what do you think? You think that the jeweler knew that the halacha has to give the little ring to the chosn so that he can give it to the kala, and he was going to give the big ring to the kala so she can give it to the chosn. What are you making the jeweler into such a lamdan? You know what happened? The guy probably thought when he gave the presents, he probably said the big ring belongs to the chosn because that fits him. The little ring belongs to the kala because that fits her. Yeah? Now listen to this. Here comes the siyata d'shmaya. So he says, Adim Cain, the only ring that belongs to the chosn is which ring? The big one, actually. So he says, aren't you a lucky man? The only way the Kiddushin would have been a Kiddushin is by the fact that he gave her the big ring. So the fact that the best man pulled out the wrong ring under the chuppah, it's not really the wrong ring, it's the correct ring, and the Rebbeinu Shalom was saving you from making a Kiddushin that wasn't a Kiddushin. I was nishtoymen from that. Now I went around afterwards, I went to the Kala's father, and I said to her, well, he didn't know what was going on. So who was the present for? He goes, is that like a test? So yeah, they get all nervous when you ask them these kind of questions. So what are you trying to get out of me? So he says, no, I probably would have thought that the big ring is for him and the little ring is for her. That's what he says to me. He says, right answer or wrong answer? It's a good answer, thank you. Yeah? He wasn't sure, you don't know, is that, what do you want from me? But Lemaisa, that's what Dimeberger says. Dimeberger held that it was mamish kosher lemahadrin, and you didn't have to do another kiddushin. Many of the other rabbanim I spoke to, especially I called up Dain Geli as well, we're regulated as a United Synagogue style shul. We're not really part of the United Synagogue because we're in the provinces, but we're still regulated by the London Besman, the office of chief rabbi. So I figured the kiddushin at the end of the day is going through the chief rabbi's office. The bottom line psak is going to have to come from the London Besman. It's not good. So I spoke to Dain Geli. Dain Geli wasn't so happy with that svara because he said, who says? Pun? It is a suffix. It is a suffix. And even if you went to the jeweler and asked him, the jeweler would also be confused by your question. Because they're not used to this whole idea of kiddushin he's giving to her and who's giving to whom. And thinking about that in such a way. So when you ask them that question, they start saying, I don't know, who did I give? The big one was the chosn, the big one was the kala. Yeah? Other yad and isht, right?
Isn't there a problem with something, that she received the ring which she thought was going to be her ring, and it turned out to be the chosn.
That's what Dain Geli said to me as well. So that's the first problem is, Bezo. The first problem is, who says that that's correct, that the way we're learning the shayla, and the way we're learning the jeweler, there's two ways to understand the jeweler. So, it's a zop. Yeah? The other thing is, like Rabbi Yanki just said, and this is what Dain Geli said to me, he said, when she accepted the ring, she didn't think that was the ring. She didn't want this ring. When you give her the haraya, when you put on the ring, what does she say? Wrong ring. Yeah? So, who says such a kiddushin? So now,
why can't you say that she gives him the ring because we said before that you can't give something back that wasn't his, but when she gives it to him, that's his now, but she's not here now.
If she was standing there under the chuppah, yeah, we could do it again. She could give it back. We could try it again. But she's not here. The question is, lemafreya, what happened 2 weeks ago? Do I need to get them? Yes, please.
He's not
here. Why?
I give it to her finish. It's not yours.
Yeah, well, who says it's yours? And even if it is yours, but even if it is yours, if she doesn't want to accept it, she says, not mine. No, that's not what I want. If she doesn't accept it, she doesn't accept it. The fact that she said wrong ring is wrong ring. No, look. It's a shaila. It is a shaila. So, yes.
You give a rule regarding a wedding present for a chassid. You give a couple a wedding present, which is what you give. Who does it belong to? This is what you have to find.
But he was giving two rings, and it's not. So I don't know. If this is called a present to the couple. This is what I'm working out. Well, when you give a present. I don't know, let's say you buy them, like you said, let's say you buy them a washing machine. Yeah. The washing machine is not for him, it's not for her. Some people say, yeah, the washing machine is for her because they don't want him to use it. Yeah? But the washing machine is really for the couple. But the rings, I don't think, have been given to the couple as such. The rings have been given, one for him and one for her. I don't know if it's a joint guild. I don't know. You could argue that point as well, that the rings are given to the couple and then it belongs to both. What other Rabbanim want to say one of these times? Okay, we have about 7 minutes. Let's see if we can get through whatever there are. There aren't Stadim Lahakel over here, and therefore we'll say what we did Lamaisa. So many Rabbanim, as I said, did not want to be Soymach on the Svar that Dimeberger says, and we said there aren't Stadim for Lahakel. Number one is the giving of the Ksuba. Right? Now, you take the Ksuva, it says, Be'echa B'Shabbos, whatever, Shloshes O'Yoyim, Le'Choydesh, Tammuz, Shnatz Chamesh, Elofim, Shurim, 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 Kan, London, Eich HaChosn, L'Choson, Ruvim, and Shimon, says, Ta'akala Lea, Bat, Yaakov, heavily into. He said to her, be heavily into Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, be my wife, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, Ma'na Eflach, Voik, Vez, Mechandas, etc., etc. It goes to the whole Ksuva. Yeah? So, why do you give? You see under the chuppah very often, you see that the Rav reads the ksuva, then he gives it to the chosn, and the chosn gives it to the kala. Why does the chosn give it to the kala? So there's two reasons to give it to the kala. Number one, you give it to the kala because the tokif akinyan. That makes the kinyan on the shtar to be a full kinyan. Sometimes you say, well, you're not sure if this is a kinyan, it's not a kinyan. If the shtar really worked or didn't work, this creates another level of the shtar becoming a real shtar by him giving the shtar to her. Now he was mechayev himself in whatever is in the shtar. Even though he was mekabel kinyan beforehand, he needs to do this as well. Others say that this is to get to kiddushei shtar. That means we have kiddushin. The Mishnah says, "Ha'isha niknis b'shloisha drachim, shalosh drachim," and one of them is you have to kesef shtar via, kesef shtar via. One of the three ways of making a woman is with shtar. So here, he takes the shtar, he has a shtar that says, heavily into, that says, be my wife, and he gives it to her. So the fact that he takes a shtar that says, heavily into, be my wife, and gives it to her, is like a kiddushin b'shtar. Right? Now that's not so straightforward.
And he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know that this is a kinyan.
Yeah, okay. That's an interesting point. Is you don't tell the chassan. Usually most Masadri Kiddushim did not tell the Chosin Mima Kava now for Shtar. Okay, it's a good point. But I had another issue with it. And the issue with it is that it's not a Shtar of a Ksuva. Is that a Shtar where he's saying, get married to me? Is that what the Shtar Ksuva is saying? The Shtar Ksuva is a Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. It's saying that on Sunday, the 15th day of Tammuz, Reuven and Shimon said to Leah bas Yaakov, be my wife, and he was mekabel on himself all the duties incumbent upon him as a Jewish husband in conformity with Jewish law. See, I've done enough weddings now that I get this one right. And it's signed on the bottom by two Edom. So it's really a record that the two Edom are saying that we saw him say to her, heavily leaned to be my wife.
And the two Edom are signing it before it happens.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's it. It's you're right. The training time before it happens, that's a different child.
Okay,
yeah.
So they can't be Edom on Kedushin Shtar.
No, it's not Edom on Kedushin Shtar. The Shtar says now have a lilim, so the shtar says, be my wife, and there's two eidim that are watching the shtar being given over from him to her, so they've now watched the kiddush shtar under the chuppah, not when they signed it. But others say that's not a kiddush shtar, because the shtar itself is not from him to her, be my wife. The shtar is from the eidim saying to her that we watched the whole process and know that it happened. So that's one kula. Now, you have another kula over here, which is called the kula of Tabashula. There's one of the Rishonim, I think it's a Rosh. One of the Rabbanim told me there's a Rosh that brings the following shaila, or the following thing, that in a certain town they used to have a set ring, and that ring was used for all Kiddushin in that town. So he gave it, he gave his Kiddushin, he gave it back to the side of Kiddushin. He gave his Kiddushin, and the question, can you use such a ring or not? And they come out, yes, you can use such a ring. You can use such a ring for Kiddushin because it's been given. It's a shaila of Sheula, it's a shaila of Matona Masa. There's a whole bunch of shailas over there. Very complicated shaila. I'm sure there are other Rishonim that disagree with that because other Rishonim hold Matona Masa does not work for Kiddushin. But bottom line is, there are Shittas Rishonim that hold of that. So he wanted to say, the same way it works for doing such a ring, I'm not sure about this far either. Maybe what you can say is that if she had known that she needed to accept this ring, even if the ring is hers, if she had known to accept this ring, that she needs to accept this ring for Kiddushin, then of course she would say, I'm willing to give it to you, you can have it, keep it, as long as I'm getting married with this ring. She wants him to have it. The same way by this tapas, they wanted you to have it, they wanted you to own it, and therefore it's Kiddushin. The same way over here, we can say sort of an Anan Sahadi that she wants him to have this ring because she wants to be married, and therefore we want her to be married, and she wants to be married, that will work, and that will make her Mikudeshus. Again, that's not so poshut, because it's assuming, it's putting in a lot of words into other people's mouths that they didn't say.
At that moment of time, she certainly didn't want to discuss with that ring.
Well, she said, wrong ring. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, they did say to me, a lot of Rabbanim said to me that the Busha element is definitely an element to be added in as well to the Shaila. So it's not something that they were totally looking away from. But there's another thing, and this was, even if you're going to do the Kiddushin again, the real embarrassment is not so much doing the Kiddushin again, because I can call them and I can say, you know, you remember what happened on the Chasna, and it was the wrong ring. I've spoken to a few Rabbanim, some have said this is okay, some have said this is not okay. We don't want your wedding to be put into question by anybody. So therefore, will you come in one night, and they did, will you come in one night, we'll do a Kiddushin, you'll give the ring back, he will acquire it, he'll give it to you again as a full gift, and then that will be your Kiddushin, end of story, and that will definitely be good. And then there'll be nobody out there, because according to Dimeberger, it was a good Kiddushin. According to Oilers, it wasn't a good Kiddushin. There'll be nobody out there that could say that this Kiddushin is not a Kiddushin. How about the chuppah? That's really the embarrassing part, because this part is not so embarrassing, because that much they're willing to hear. So Dain Geli said to me that he told me there's a Chuvas Rashi, and this Chuvas Rashi, I looked it up afterwards, it's brought in the Motcha in Kiddushin. The Motcha in Kiddushin says, this is the Motcha in the third parak, and it's Oish Tov Kuf Mem Vov. Oid Heishav al Echot Shekiddush, somebody made a Kaddush, Vav Maisel Lifnei Rashi, it was a Kiddush, and it was Mekaddush, the Nimtza Echot Me'ed Kiddushin Karev, either one of the Edom was Karev, or it wasn't a Shavar Pruta, the Heishav, and he answered, Af Avisha Tzarech Lekaddush Pamacheres, even though you need to do another Kiddushin, Ein Tzarech Loi Knisas Chuppah, you don't need another Chuppah, Veloi Brach Acheres Al Erisim Nisuin, and you do not need another Brach on Erisim Nisuin. And this is really one of the questions that we have in the Kiddushin that we make nowadays. Because you bring her into the chuppah, and only afterwards you give the kiddushin. So you have to have, really, the erusin has to be before the nisuin. So some things at the same time, etc., etc. The way this Rashi is saying is that it is possible to have a chuppah that will work, and to have kiddushin that won't work. So it's possible to have nisuin without erusin. Yeah? So you add that to calculation as well, that it is possible to have nisuin without erusin, that you can have the chuppah and the chuppah will be good even though the kiddushin wasn't good. So by taking all these things together, lemaisa, because it's 9 o'clock, I don't want to go over time. Everybody does want to ask questions, come over afterwards. Lemaisa, what we did was I called them in and I said, we're going to do another kiddushin. I explained to them because there's Chilukideh is different, Rabbanim has said different things. We don't want anybody to ever have any shayas or any svekas or any kiddushin whatsoever. We didn't have to write another ksuva. We did not have to make more brachas. We did not have to make another chuppah. Because all that we can be soimech on this Chuvas Rashi and all the other terim that we said. However, to make sure that they're mekudeshes and there should be chuppah, kiddushin, kedas, kiddin. So therefore we brought them in again. The same aide came with me. We went into the office, quiet, still a hate. He took the ring, gave it to she was he was mekabel kinyan, and the full way from her, she gave it to him. Then he says, "Arei mekadashes li," and within 2 minutes, the whole ma'aser was finished. But you can see that sometimes what you think is such a simple thing as being mesadik kedushin, or sometimes somebody makes a small mistake. Small mistakes can sometimes have very, very great ramifications.